Chapter 17. Grow Up. In the new year, I tried to relax by playing other video games. But one thing stayed in my head, like an annoying wrinkle on a duvet. One particular line of the treaty I'd painstakingly negotiated. Maybe you noticed it too. The war was set in motion by the Shadow Imperium. The Shadow Imperium wanted to continue the legacy of the Devil Dogs themselves. Robotics 92 opposing them with his own faction and allying with me gave them reason to declare war. Why wouldn't an army seize the chance to crush its greatest enemies in one fell swoop? It was the obvious course of action, except for the fact that they didn't declare war. Robotics 92 did. The war was set in motion by the Shadow Imperium. With renewed clarity, I examined the treaty and connected the pieces together. Diablos 034 had made a mistake in including that line. The ecstasy of victory had blinded him. The Shadow Imperium had sought a war in which they would have the advantage. Through manipulation, they'd created one, and we had walked right into it. Suddenly, it all made sense. Drax 14 had the power to bribe my general at any time, but he did it days before the war began. Without the Paladins, it would have been an easy victory for the Shadow Imperium. But easy wasn't enough. Drax 14 wanted guaranteed victory. In provoking a declaration of war from Robotics 92, he painted us as the aggressors and won a propaganda victory. So why did Drax 14 make peace? He could easily have finished us. There were two reasons. One, that he wanted me to merge into the Shadow Imperium. If he outright destroyed the Paladins, I would have been bitter and therefore less likely to agree. The second reason was that both our guilds, the Paladins and Devil Dogs veterans, were in a mess. The Shadow Imperium could safely assume we would collapse on our own. But to them, instant gratification was better than a prolonged conflict. And it doesn't end there. Days after we signed the treaty, Sakurito left for the Shadow Imperium. Throughout the war, our messages were leaked. Messages Sakurito had access to. Suspiciously, Invicta 11 was the one who posted the leaks, even though he wasn't in the same chat. Sakurito also tried to divert our attention when Drax 14 bribed my general and neutralized the Paladins. When pressed for answers, Sakurito ignored us. All logic dictated that he was a mole. I got so caught up in fear and the desire to protect my guild. In doing so, I had played right into the Shadow Imperium's hands. I'd enabled their grand design and trampled on my real-world relationships and my mental health. My mistakes were visible. I could see them clearly. But it was too little, too late. "Are you familiar with the Franco-British Union proposal?" I asked. "No," Robotics 92 replied. "When France fell in World War II, the British proposed a union, but it wasn't concrete and few wanted it. We haven't fallen through, at least not yet. We're close, though. A lot of our men have left for other guilds. But if we combine our assets, at least until we defeat the Shadow Imperium, then we'll have a better chance of survival." "What if my men disagree?" "The ones who stayed are loyal to you. Trust me, all of you should join the Paladins. We'll make it work." "Got nothing to lose. I'll do it." "Great. Now let me tell you about our new base." I hadn't started studying for my GCSEs, and time was running out. At the end of Year 11, I'd need to leave Portum. Deep down, I didn't want to be stuck at home forever. But at this point, it seemed inevitable. Even if I abandoned galactic conquest and poured myself into academia, I wouldn't succeed long term. The Paladins were my proudest achievement. I'd made so many friends there. All the surrounding adults would be jubilant if I abandoned them. But I'd feel empty. Doing my GCSEs and A-levels would delay the inevitable. Leaving Portum. At that point, I'd get thrown toward university. The first step towards becoming an independent adult. GCSEs and A-levels are impressive, but they can't teach you all the skills needed to survive in the real world. For years, I'd spent the day in my room. I didn't even know what a toilet brush was. GCSEs or not, I'd still be stuck at home, unable to cope with university. And there wasn't much time left to mature and learn the skills I lacked. How could I ever start with independence? At this point, academia seemed impossible to catch up on. I knew that galactic conquest wouldn't last forever. Eternal childhood is unrealistic and unfulfilling. These thoughts lurked in my subconscious, but I wasn't emotionally mature enough to confront them. I decided I would stay the course with galactic conquest, at least until I defeated the Shadow Imperium. I'd work out the rest later, at the right time, or so I liked to think of it. 15 minutes in the snow for Costa Coffee. The bakeries on the high street looked nice. I'm sure you'd put on more weight there, Lucas hinted. It's not snowing, it's sleeting. There's a difference, I countered. It never snowed back home. Do you miss it? Sometimes, but I don't regret studying here. I just got my internship. I peered out the window, watching the people outside fight their way through the sleet. You didn't tell me you got the job. I don't have the job yet, but if I impress them, they might hire me. First Arthur and now you. Max, are you all right? You're spacing out there. Oh, sorry. I took a sip of my hot chocolate. Did you get lost in your thoughts again? Yeah, congratulations. It's what you've always wanted to do. Ah, thank you, Max. I just hope I get the job. You will. They'd be mad not to hire you. He sighed. If they hire me, I'll have to leave Portum. I'm aware of that. But I'll really miss you guys, if I get the job. You already have it. I've seen your work. A smile adorned his face. Would you mind giving me constructive criticism? Whenever you want. All those times he'd read my stories, the laughs we'd shared, the friendship we'd forged. When I was younger, I thought our time together would never end. Now, I'd begun to realise that the world isn't Neverland. Lucas couldn't stay at Portum, and I couldn't stay in Galactic Conquest. Recently, at the feeding clinic, they'd confirmed I'd started puberty. Months earlier, they were ready to pull out the drugs. Some people didn't think it would happen. But I'd put on enough weight to transcend boyhood. Things were changing. Arthur had left, and now it seemed Lucas would follow. However, if I wanted to steer the ship towards becoming an independent adult, I'd need to make more important decisions soon. So many of my peers were already condemned to staying at home. How could I avoid that fate? Where or how could I begin? Unable to make a choice, I stayed the course. The Paladins needed rebuilding, and I had my OT sessions to attend. In that time, I developed and learnt important skills with the help of those around me. I wasn't obligated to attend lessons anymore. I spent more time with Jaden, with Lucas, and with other TAs I grew close to. I'd recovered from last year's explosive events, but time hadn't stopped ticking. My ship was still on a collision course with an iceberg. February 1st, 2017. It's late evening. I'm patrolling the vast orange sands with the Paladins. Suddenly, I receive a message from Drax14. I'm coming to raid. Don't worry, when I win, I'll give you your base back, he said. I didn't believe him for a moment. This was the Shadow Imperium striking the death blow, not a friendly game between friends. In-game, I stopped moving, hands trembling at the keyboard. Sir, is everything all right? One of my men asked. No, the Shadow Imperium is going to raid us. We'll be outnumbered. We've beaten them before. There's 7 of us and 20 of them. We're fucked. So, we're just going to give them our base? No. Stand in shoulder-to-shoulder formation. Without questioning the order, my men formed a perfect line of 6. A chill penetrated my bones. Was this the end of the Paladins? Chances are, we've already lost. I opened Spotify, started my battle playlist and turned up the volume. Honestly, I don't know where I'm going with this, but it's the best I have. Permission to speak, sir? Granted. Whatever the plan is, we'll give those bastards hell. I smirked. Listen closely, it's a big desert. They'll be exposed and the capture point is on the mountain. We have the high ground. Hold it long enough for reinforcements to arrive and we might pull this off. Understood, sir. I've messaged everyone on Discord. If they're online, we'll have our reinforcements. Good. Vish, Wizard, I want both of you in sniper positions. The rest of us will hold on the mountain. Let's move. It was as bad as I'd feared. Besieged by laser fire, we died one by one until within minutes I was the only one left.
I thought you'd do better, XMA, Drax-14 goaded.
He and one of his guards drew closer with every step.
This is why you should merge. You'd be stronger with me.
I waited at the capture point with my minigun, the last man standing. Not Gonna Die by Skillet played in the background, acting as battle serum. The air was sucked out and replaced with adrenaline. My sweat-soaked finger rested on the mouse button. When Drax-14 and his guard came into firing range, I unloaded deathly torrents of laser fire. Moments later, their corpses lay at my feet. Breathless, I found my thoughts empty. Then a Shadow Imperium soldier charged my position. Fuck! I didn't look right! A well-aimed sniper shot penetrated his skull. I peered up, finding Bradford 943 saluting me. He'd arrived, bringing reinforcements with him. Inch by inch, we forced the Shadow Imperium back across the desert.
A shame you can only win by cheating, XMA, Drax-14 shouted.
Standing amidst the devastation of a bloodied battlefield, a numbness plagued my limbs. Holy shit, we won. He hacked the game. The Paladins are a trash guild, Invicta 11 said in scorn. It's the only explanation.
Or you're all just shit players, Bradford 943 rebutted.
Drax-14 spent all night trying to defame our reputation. Without hard evidence, nobody believed him. Vindication was as sweet and as welcome as an oasis in a desert. But the war wasn't over. I wanted to see the Shadow Imperium in tatters. My empire was growing. Why descend into the stresses of schoolwork? No, I still wasn't ready. So, potentially if France had carried on with their offensive, World War II might have ended much quicker, I speculated.
You'd be good in class. I'm sure the teacher would love your thoughts, said Grandma, complimenting me.
I'm not doing history for GCSE. Besides, they don't care about discussion. It's all about conforming to a mark scheme.
Why don't you talk to Charlotte?
I grimaced, remembering how I'd hurt Charlotte in my outbursts the year before.
Max, are you all right?
I'm fine, just thinking. She can't change the exams, even if her subject sounds interesting. It's just about appeasing the mark scheme.
So, think outside the box. Answer the questions in your own way. You can make it interesting.
I wish it were that simple. You either get the mark or you don't. It doesn't matter how you answer.
Well, Baba and I think you're highly intelligent. You can find an exciting way of doing it. Talk to Lucas. He wants to help you.
Trust me, you can't make school exciting. It's always the same.
What about in class? Why don't you make some friends?
I got Jaden. I'll be fine.
Besides, you don't want to know what happens in English.
In the classroom?
Never mind.
Lucas and I sat in the kitchen, deep in conversation.
You haven't watched the Clone Wars series yet, have you? I asked.
I don't have much time. I'm so busy with the internship.
Watch the Umbara arc when you can. It's a good...
You two look like you're having such a wonderful conversation.
Charlotte beamed. We stared back in silence. Am I interrupting anything?
No, Lucas replied.
Please join us. A thick silence settled over us. Uneasy glances replaced the rhythmic tempo of the prior conversation.
Max, do you want to say hello to Charlotte?
Hello? I just saw you two talking. I really didn't want to interrupt. You were having such a pleasant chat.
Bit late now, I muttered.
I have a few questions to ask, if that's okay.
Are you asking me or Lucas?
I mostly have questions for you,
Right. Okay, then.
Would you like to come to our social next Tuesday? She asked. It's at the start of Autism Awareness Week. You know, it would be fantastic if you came.
Oh, I'm doing something that night.
Will you be on the internet? On that game your dad was telling me about? Sorry, I can't remember what it's called.
Do you need to bring it up?
Yes, something like that.
Right, well, I'll be happy to see your parents then.
Her gaze drifted to Lucas.
I was just wondering if you could make something for our autism awareness sale?
Yes, Max, can you get your mum to make a cake?
Yeah, sure.
Right. This all sounds fantastic. Enjoy your Costa coffee, you two. With those words, Charlotte sauntered away.
What if we did bookmarks? Lucas suggested.
You can do pixel art for them.
Not that good at art.
People won't mind, it's raising money for Portum.
I suggest we get Jaden to help. He's better at this than me.
The bookmarks were a collaborative effort between four pupils. Lucas, me, Jaden, and Jaden's TA, Sophie. I drew pixel art of cupcakes and coloured them all differently. The common theme was appeasing Charlotte, who wanted difference shown positively. Each bookmark had a quote under it, reinforcing the ideology of Portum. This was my idea.
They sold better than the cakes, Charlotte jubilantly told us.
I was proud to have helped raise money for Portum, though for some reason I found it embarrassing to admit it.
They'll destroy us if we don't merge, Drax 14 pressed.
Who?
Sorry, but you haven't given me any evidence, I replied.
I can't find anything on this guild's existence.
Are you really going to just sit there? I don't know about you, but I'd rather die fighting than hide in a corner.
Max, are you going to bed soon? Dad called.
In a minute, I'm typing something.
Caught in the turbulence of an icy conversation, I couldn't pull myself away.
I haven't seen the threat. Besides, if they're that threatening, every guild would scream about them.
By the time people learn, it will be too late, Drax 14 snapped. I want this war while they're still establishing. Stop being a pussy and be a damn leader. Grow a pair of balls and stand up for your men, or you have no right to lead.
He was cutting deep now, far and hard. In internet arguments, there is a seldom spoken rule. Whoever gets the last word wins. I still harboured this mentality and didn't want my pride to be wounded.
Listen, I'll offer an alliance, but you need to show me some proof.
What help is that? I've defended you since day fucking one. I ask for your help. And for you and your men to come here, and this is what I get.
I'm sorry, but I will not merge with you. You'll probably be angry with me for saying this, but the answer will always be no.
You're making a mistake.
I'm tired, and I don't want to argue with you. Galactic Conquest doesn't control my life. Good night.
I came to a friend for help, and I got a lump of fucking stone who doesn't listen. Thanks for killing off the only chance either of our goddamn guilds had. Enjoy dying. I'll die on the battlefield. You can die on your lazy ass bed.
Venomous words. A brutal assault on my soul.
He's taking this game too seriously.
I prepared to type another message.
It's not worth it. Go to bed.
Summoning every ounce of self-discipline, I tore myself away from the screen, pressing the power button before I had the chance to read any more of Drax 14's messages. But that didn't end the emotions surrounding the incident, as many thoughts swelled in my head that night. Was I a coward for abandoning the argument? What if the threat he described was real, and not just a means to manipulate me? Were we so different? Both of us wrapped our causes in zeal, determined to fight and immortalize our names. And what about my legacy? One day Galactic Conquest would end. And I'd need to grow up.